You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
Hey, my friends, welcome to another edition of Spiritual Insight with your spiritual life coach. I am Dr. Michael L. Mosley, and I am so glad to be with you on today. Yes, I am very, very excited. Thank you for many of you that connect with me through the realm of social media. What is it? Facebook, Instagram, and I'm working on those others. I'm working on them. But I really do thank you. And it is always a joy for me to read your emails. Oh, please keep those coming in. I really do enjoy reading your emails. Some of you send text messages and visit the website where you can always contact me through the website, drmichaelmosley.com. Okay? That's drmichaelmosley.com. You can also schedule your personal one-on-one private reading with me. Yes, so I would love that. Go to the website and schedule that right now, drmichaelmosley.com. And in case you desire to support our ministry and just do what you can to help us, certainly, again, go to that website. I'll be so happy that you did. I can't wait to hear from you. And I am just so excited and confident that you were inspired on today. So let me hear from you, okay? Let me hear your testimonies. Let me hear your thoughts. Let me hear how you were encouraged. Just go look me up on Facebook. Send me a message and say, hey, Dr. Mosley, how you doing? I really would love to hear from you. It is my joy to be able to connect with you. It really is. And some of you I'm able to really talk with, and some of you I have a chance to really speak with on the phone. And it gives me a chance to understand what else that I can do to help you achieve your goal. Because I'm telling you, I'm one of your biggest cheerleaders. Yes, I am. And it is my joy to root you on to greater success. It is certainly my joy to root you on to greater success, because you know what? I believe in you. I believe in you. I believe that God created you with great success. There is something, can I tell you this? There is something that God is depending on you to achieve. It is. I believe that now, y'all. There is something that, if we want to even say the universe, it's depending on you. You're not just here just to be here. You're not in this land, in this time and space just to be here. No. You know, I could have been born yesterday. I could have been born 20 years from now. But I'm so grateful I was born in this space, in this time, because there's something that the universe has given me and is counting on me to do it. It really is. So I want you to stay encouraged today. Know that you're living, it's not in vain. No. You're listening to this broadcast right now, it's not in vain. So why don't you text me right now? Why can somebody do that for me right now? Text me at my number is 916-467-4448. Text, and just, you know what? Can you text me and just say, my living is not in vain. I want you to grab that concept right now. My living is not in vain. Text it. What's the number again? 916-467-4448. But listen, everybody. I got something I want to talk about with you on today. I want to talk to you about the results of obedience. Ooh, now I know that word obedience, just, it don't sound good. It's not like a word we only use for children. I know, but please don't leave the broadcast. Don't do that. Okay, I promise you, I got something good for you. But I want to talk. This is a message really that I feel from the universe about the results of obedience. Mm-hmm. Listen, if you hang in here with me for the next few minutes, I just strongly believe that we're both going to be bettered. We're both going to be enlightened. We're both going to be encouraged. How about it? Deal? Okay, deal. Listen, you let somebody else know, hey, turn on the broadcast. Dr. Mosley is on. I'll be right back, okay? Get ready. The results of obedience. Yeah. Oh, I am just so overwhelmed. I really am overjoyed by the love and even the text already. Thank you so much. You all are just awesome. You all are. See how awesome you are? I really do enjoy being on this broadcast. I really do. And I'm so grateful for the Law of Attraction Radio Network. I am so grateful for Jules Johnson and her wonderful staff. All of you all of my friends, Constance Arnold. Yes, that's my friend. We neighbors now. I am so excited. It's a great joy. You know, it's good to have fun in doing what you do. You know, it really is. It's good to have fun in doing what you do, what you love to do. And I am just privileged by God that I have fun in doing my job. But you know, today I want to encourage you to understand that there are some wonderful results in obedience. And again, I know that word, it just doesn't even sound right. It just like, it leaves a bad taste in your mouth. You know, you got to obey. Wait a minute, you know, and your adulthood steps up like, who are you telling to obey? You know, who are you telling to, wait a minute, back it up. Don't be, you know, anybody understand what I'm talking about? You know, somebody said, you better obey. What? You better back that up, you know? Thank you, engineer. You know, you better obey. You know, even there were some people when you got married, they would even take that line out, you know, to love, honor, and obey. Wait a minute, honey, wait, we ain't going to do that line, because you ain't going to be having me clucking like no duck and running your bath water all different times, hours of the night, and get, you know, because that there have been certain, I guess, energies that have been attached to that word obey. There have been certain energies to that word obey. But, you know, in doing some research, I understand this, that obedience occurs when you change your opinions, your judgments, or your actions. Now, watch this, because someone in a position of authority told you to do that. When someone in a position of authority, and that's another thing we a lot of us don't like that either. Somebody have authority over me. Ooh, you know, one lady called me for a reading, and I was talking to me about the situations at work, and I just can't wait to get my own business because my supervisor does this and da 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 da. And I said, now listen, but you must understand how to deal with conflict. You got to understand how to deal with people that have authority over you. And it's important that we understand that we can even train our children. Now, we want people to obey us. We really do. Do what I say. Don't ask me no questions, you know? But sometimes it becomes a challenge to really say, hey, I need to listen to somebody else. I really need some guidance here. I need to kind of, maybe I do need to change my opinion. Maybe I do need to change my judgment. And because someone in a position of authority have told me this. There are some things that, can we be honest here? Let's just talk for a moment. Can we be honest? There's some things I know I need to change. Is there anybody right now listening to me? Can you be honest with yourself and say, you know what? Hey, there's some things about me I really do need to change. I do have a temper problem. I'm pretty much mild-mannered, but when I do lose it, I lose it. And I need to change that. You know, I really do. I need to change my smoking habit. I need to change my cussing habit. I cuss every other word. You know, we have to realize there's some things if I want to get to the goal. And that's another issue. What is the goal that you're desiring in your life? There have been people that call me for hypnotherapy or for reading, and they want me to share some things with them. But first, I need to find out, what is your goal? What do you want to do? You know, there are some people, and I really had a client that didn't want to stop smoking. They just wanted to reduce smoking, you know. They didn't want to stop it, but they just want to reduce it. Okay, well, that's fine. What is your goal? My job in being your cheerleader is to root you to your success, not mine. Your success. What is it that you desire to do? What is it? Where do you want to go? What is it that you desire to achieve in your life? But it's going to require, whatever it is, it's going to require your obedience. But we have to realize, you know what? Hey, there are some things in my life that I need to change. There are some things in my life I need to alter. I need this for my betterment, to reach the goal that I have, to really achieve the end result that I see in my mind. I must be honest with myself and say, hey, you know what? I need to tweak that. I need to tweak that. It's something I need to do. But, you know, I found this out, and this is something that came to me, occurred one day. I was, I guess being in the airport a lot of times, that I've been doing a lot lately, I realized this, that life is filled with instructions. There are instructions in almost everything. Now, when you go to the store, the way I first learned how to cook was I would read the instructions, on the how to make grits, and how to make the cake. It will give you the instructions on the back of the box, and you follow the instructions. Now, as you go, you begin to tweak it and you begin to add your own little flair. But before, I just used to do the box cake. This is what, this is what the instructions say, and it came out wonderful. Now I want to kind of spruce it up a little bit, right? You're going to have to follow the instructions. Life is filled with instructions. Drive 35 miles per hour. Well, who they are telling me how to drive my car? But when you start going over, what happens? You know what? Hey, the police come and they give you a ticket. That's because you wasn't following the instructions. Life is filled with instructions. When you go get a job, they say, okay, you got to be here by a certain amount of time. Be here by this. If you're 15 minutes after that time, you're considered late and we have to write you up. Life is filled with instructions. Again, what is another instruction? Don't drink and drive. I can drink what I want to drink. Don't do that, because you're not going to follow the instructions, and there are some repercussions behind that. Don't text and drive. Now, I know somebody right now, put the phone down. Don't be texting while you're driving now. You text me. You text me after you get to a stop sign or pull over, okay? Please don't text and drive, all right? You really don't want to do that, okay? Don't text and drive, really. Did you hear what I said? I'm talking to you, woman. Put that phone down. But listen, life is filled with instructions. But you know what? It is really for us to achieve our goal. It's really for us to achieve what we have desired in our lives. If you really want to get to that destination safely, you're going to have to follow the instructions. Even when I'm in the airport a lot traveling, hey, if I'm going to St. Louis, the sign says St. Louis gate number C24. I got to follow the instructions to be at gate C24 by a certain time. And if I'm not there by a certain time, I can miss my flight. Why did you miss the flight? Because I wasn't following the instructions. I wasn't obedient. Again, don't you hate that word obedient? Ugh. It just doesn't sound right. Like, I think I need a sip of coffee right now after saying that word. Maybe it'll get better after I keep saying it for a moment. But you know what? That's because my subconscious mind is saying, Michael, you got to obey. And we hate that, don't we? It's like I'm a child. Don't be telling me what I got to do. I already know it. Listen, don't go anywhere. Did you? I'm telling you, don't go anywhere. You obey me right now. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back. But listen, text me. Let me know where you're listening to me from. 916-467-4448. Now, see, I done gave you two instructions right there. I said, don't go anywhere. And I said, text me. Let me know where you listen to me from. Now, who gonna obey me? I'm getting ready to take a break. I'm gonna find out. I'll be right back, everybody. Did you text me? Did you obey? Did you obey? Somebody said, I don't like nobody telling me what to do. I understand. I really do. Believe it or not, I really do understand that. Listen, you're in tune to your spiritual GPS to success. And I am your intuitive life coach. I'm Dr. Michael Mosley. And listen, if you really want to get to that destination of success, remember, we're your spiritual GPS. That means you're going to have to follow the instructions. You're going to have to follow the instructions. Everybody, you know, you have that GPS in your car or on your phone. And if you want to get to your destination, you got to do what they're telling you to do. You got to do what Siri is saying for you to do. You got to do what that little voice says, right? And sometimes, don't it make you mad when the GPS take you all the way around when you could have saved time and just cut through the back street? But hey, at least I can say I obeyed. I followed what Siri told me to do. If you want the best results, have you ever seen on the back of the cake box, it says, for the best results, do X, Y, and Z. Or for a suggestion in using this fish fry, you know, do X, Y, and Z. You know, for the best results in our lives, we are going to have to follow the instructions, which means we're going to have to obey. Have you ever received a medication and it says, take with food? Don't take on an empty stomach, or take this medication 3 times a day. If you really want the best results, obey. Obey. Does that make sense to everybody? Just somebody text me right now. Just say, I'm going to obey. I'm going to obey. Really, I am. I'm texting me to the number 916-467-4448. Can you do that? You know, even I remember there was, my doctor was telling me, even when you're taking your antibiotics, you're going to start to feel better. But please continue taking the antibiotic for the certain amount of time that we have designated. Because it's to yet build your immune system. So therefore, sometimes we say, I'm feeling good. I ain't taking this no more. But you're about to mess up if you just follow the instructions of the doctor. Now, sometimes, you know, everybody, there's some issues that sometimes our body responds differently. But also, they say, if you have some complications, call the doctor immediately or go to the emergency room. Obey. Now, I feel like talking to myself because sometimes I may not feel good, but I don't feel like going to the emergency room. I don't feel like doing all of this. Sometimes my wife is saying, we need to go to the doctor. You need to go to the doctor. I said, no, I'll be all right. I'm all right. I'm going to pray. I do. I said, I'm going to pray. I'm going to be all right. I'm going to pray, you know. But there are times when even though I do pray, I do need to go see the doctor. You know, hey, this pain ain't going away. Let me go get up from here and go to the doctor, right? It's so important to follow the instructions. If you want to get ahead in life, we all must obey. You got to obey. I have to obey. Even during this broadcast, you know, they say, now, Dr. Mosley, you have a certain amount of time. Now, we need you to confine your show in that amount of time. If you want to be successful, everybody, and I believe the only reason why you're listening to this broadcast right now is because you want the tools, you want the insight, you want the techniques, you want the tips that will cause you to reach your destination of success quicker and faster. Well, what is it going to require? It's going to require you being obedient. It's going to require me being obedient. It's going to require us following the instructions. Are you sure you're ready to do that? If you really want to get ahead, if we really do want to get ahead or get to that place where we want, you know, in certain areas, when you get on a certain road, it'll tell you, you know, if you're going to Los Angeles, stay on this road, stay on this freeway. If you're going to another area, you're going to maybe a San Francisco, you got to get on this freeway. Where do you want to go? Where do you want to go? What is it that you really want to achieve in life? Now, I need to take a moment with this one, because it is so important. I did have a client that called not too long ago, and they wasn't sure what they want to do. See, if you're not sure what you want to do, many times you don't know what direction to follow. You don't know. So we got to define what is it that is your goal. Because sometimes, believe it or not, we take on other people's goal. Sometimes We take on other people's goals. That is not really what we want to do. What do you, Angela, what do you want to do? Diane, you know, Michael, Bobby, Robert, what is it that you, you know what, can you do me a favor right now? Honestly, I know it sounds funny, but I really would like for you to do this. Can you just take out a sheet of paper right now? It could be a little slip of paper. Just take out a slip of paper right now. And I just want you to write down three goals, three things that you really want to do. It could be long distance. It could be in the near future. I don't care. I just want you to write down three things that you really honestly want to achieve. Really wanted that you could really see yourself, not in just a, what I call a fanatical state or in fantasy. No, I really can see myself doing this. Not, you know, living on the top of the edge of a cliff. You know, no, really being honest with yourself and say, you know what? I want this goal. This is something that I really want to achieve in my life right now. Can you really write that on a slip of paper and just say, this is what I want? What goal do you have? Where do you want to go? You know, when you call a travel agent and or when you look online, you know, who uses a travel agent nowadays? But they still out there. I know. But, you know, most of the time I just Google it, you know. You know, what are the flights to Canada? You know, what are the flights to Tallahassee, Florida? You know, but when you really are getting ready to travel, where do you want to go? What do you want to do? Do you really want to be married? Do you really want to be married? There's some people, and I have to be honest with some people, no, it doesn't sound like you really want to be married. You just don't want to be alone. Because married, you have a different understanding of what marriage is. And so that's another thing in that we do in therapy, to find out what is your definition of being rich and famous. You know, some people say, I remember a young lady said, I just want to be rich and famous. Okay, what does that mean to you? What does, again, we got to find out what is it that you really want, that we can give you the instructions, that we can follow the rules to get there. That's another the word that we don't like, rules, huh? I don't like no rules. I'm a no rules type of man. I do my own thing. Okay, well, we're going to get to that. But first, let's find out, what is it that you really want? Do you want to be married? Or do you may just want somebody to hang out with, or maybe you may just want somebody for sexual activity. I just want sex. I don't want them staying overnight. Dr. Mills, are you a preacher? You're supposed to be saying that. Well, I'm trying to get the reality of the situation. What is it that you really want? And there's some, now, hey, where my guys at, but there are some women that are like that too. I don't want no man all the time. I just want somebody to come handle their business and get on, you know. And believe it or not, I have heard that. I've had even clients that have made that statement to me. I have. And I applaud you for your honesty. See, you can't get to where you really want to be in life if you're not honest. So again, I'm thriving, or really trying to push this point across. What do you really want? What is it that you really, really want? Do you want to have children? Or do you just want somebody to play with your little nephews and your little nieces? Do you really want this? Because I did have to, a little lady came to me and asking me for a reading, and I gave her one, and I said, well, my kids keep coming back home, and I want them gone, but they keep coming back. And I had to let her know, because you really don't want them gone. You really do want them. I do want them gone. I said, think about that for me. Think about that for me. When they in trouble, what do you do? And she says, yeah, I pull them back. You know, it's the energy of it. Well, come on back home. We can work it out. We'll do this and we'll do that. You're quicker to tell them to come back, and then they stay there. And you have really made it very comfortable for them, because you find comfort in them being there. It's not really their fault. It's your issue. And so we have to be honest with that. If you really want them to move out and you have your own home by yourself, you know, you got to follow the rules to get to that destination of success. Are you really ready to follow those rules to get to that place that you call success? Are you really ready to follow that? Are you willing to obey or follow the path set forth by the universe to get there? So now you got to understand, really, again, what is it that you want? Are you really ready to follow that pathway. Do you really, really want this? And I believe you do. Do you really want money? You know, you listen to the law of attraction. You know about law of attraction. I really attract what it is that I feel. Okay. So what do you feel right now? Do you really want a lot of money? Do you really want love? Do you really want romance? Come on, get into the feeling of it right now. But then you got to also say, okay, I'm ready to obey. It's like, I'm ready for a makeover right now. Okay, I'm ready to give me a new hairdo. Well, y'all know I don't have any hair. But hey, I'm ready for a new, are you really ready to lose the weight? Ooh, now that got me right there. That got me. Are you really ready to lose the weight? Then that means you're ready to follow the rules. You're ready to follow. You're ready to obey. Put that pork chop down. Put that chocolate cake down. I'm watching you. Isn't that your third cup of coffee? Come on now. You ready? Listen, I'm going to take a break. Somebody, you're getting on my nerves now. But that's because the universe is trying to tell you to obey. But don't worry about it. I'm in the same boat with you. We go obey together. All right? Listen, text me. Let me know where you're listening to me from. 916-467-4448. Will you do it? Come on, do it right now. Let's obey together. I'll be right back, everybody. Spiritual GPS to success. I'm your intuitive life coach. I'm Dr. Michael Mosley. And you know, we're talking about the results of obedience. The results of obedience. Listen, I'm begging you right now to really grab this concept. If you really want to achieve the results or the success that you have designated in your mind, we're going to have to obey. We're going to have to do it. And we talked about, you know, really, what is it that you really want to achieve? Are you willing to obey or follow the path that is set forth by the universe to get there? You know, because many times, even as a spiritual teacher and a psychic and all of that I do, a hypnotherapist, all of that I do, you know, my best results come when the clients follow the rules. Or that's another word. We don't like rules. Can we change it? And I said that on purpose because I wanted to get you used to that word rules, but now we're going to change it because we're going to make it a little softer. We're going to say following the steps to get to what you want. Because that's all really obedience is. Obeying is simply following the steps to acquisition. That's my definition. Obedience is following the steps to acquisition, to getting what it is that you want. So in other words, and you're going to have to do it. You really are going, we all must do it. Are we willing to obey or follow the steps set forth by the universe to acquire it? Somebody will say, well, you know what? I want to quit smoking. Okay, now, therefore, there are some steps I'm going to give you. Some people call me for a reading. There are some things that I'm on, some steps that I'm going to give you in the reading that's going to help you renew your marriage or to get your husband back or whatever the case may be. But you're going to have to say, I'm willing, I'm going to be obedient to this. You know, many times the law of attraction really does work, everybody. It really does. But there are sometimes it doesn't work only because we're not following the steps. We're not obedient to that intuition or that intuitive guide or spirit that is guiding you saying, hey, go here now, do this. I don't want to do that. I don't feel like doing that. But you're missing the opportunity to get what it is that you desire. So therefore, we're saying, okay, well, you know what? Hey, I just don't feel like doing it, and you miss it. But when we are really operating in the law of attraction, the universe will guide your spirit and say, hey, do this. Or go apply for this job or this position over here. Or go and take the supervisor out for lunch. Well, why am I doing that? If you just obey, you're going to follow the obedience of the Spirit and you will understand it later. Just take time to do it right now. Have you anybody ever done that? You know, I really would like your testimony. If anybody, really, maybe you can email me your testimony, your experience about that. When you followed the guidance, you followed what the universe was really saying to you. You followed what the universe was saying. You felt, and you said, I don't know why, I just feel like doing this. And boom, something wonderful happened. In order for you to reach your designated point of success, you're going to have to follow the steps, which means you're going to have to obey. The universe is trying to get things to you. You want that house? The universe is trying to get that home to you. Why? It's saying, go talk to this individual over here. Why? I don't feel like talking to him. You know, sometimes we become so argumentative. But right now, just follow the steps. Follow the guidance of the universe. Follow that intuition. Follow what we call in church the Spirit of God. It will lead you. It would lead you. It will cause you to reach a greater level of success. So right now, I want to encourage you. Can you really follow? You know, can you really follow the steps? Can you really follow the rules? And you know what? Can I ask you another question? Since this is coming up right now in my spirit, are you willing to trust the universe in getting you where you chose to be or getting you your desire? Are you really willing to trust the universe? Do you know that the universe really does have your best interest at heart? Do you really believe that the universe has your best interest at heart? When you say, I want this type of car and I really want this and I want all the bells and the whistles and the navigational system and all of that, well, you know what? Hey, number one, you can have whatever you want. That's a given. You can have it. Now, are you willing to trust the universe to get it for you? And if you do trust the universe, that means you're willing to say, hey, I'm ready to obey. Okay, I'm ready. Okay, coach, I'm ready to follow the plan. What do we need to do? What do I need to do to be married this year? Uh-oh, I hit somebody that time, right? What do I need to do to better my life this year? Okay, I'm ready. All I want you to do is give me what I need to do. Now, after I do that, are you willing to follow the instructions? Because it really is depending on you. Are you really trusting the universe? Because if you are, that means that you can obey. That means you can follow the steps to get to what you want. Because you know what, ladies and gentlemen, my friend, oh, turn your headset up, because I got something I got to tell you. You know what? You can't get whatever it is you want unless you obey. Now, let's make that a positive. You can get whatever you want as long as you obey. You can get what you want. And many times, because some people caution me when I make that statement. Well, now you can't say you can get whatever they want, you know, because they can't get somebody else's house or they can't get this. But wait a minute, what really, because a lot of times it's not really that particular house that they want. They want the feeling of being in that house. They want the feeling of success. You want this feeling. And so therefore, I'm here as your intuitive life coach to let you know you can get it. You really can. It's meant for you. But what we must do is obey. You got to follow the guidance of Spirit. Obey. Know that Spirit is here for your usage. Spirit is here for your advancement. Now, I need somebody to write that down for me. Spirit is here for my advancement. Spirit is here for my advancement. There's some of us that have angelic guides and guardian angels and different spirits that are around us. You know what? They are here for our advancement, for you to advance. Are you willing to follow the instruction that they're giving you? I want you to think about that. I'll be right back, everybody. Text me. Let me know. Are you ready to obey? Come on, text me. See, I'm giving you an instruction right there. 916-467-4448. Listen, everybody. I'm going to be right back. Your spiritual GPS to success. Thank you. There's some of you that are already starting to text me. I'm ready to obey. I really am. You know why? Because again, remember, Spirit is here for your advancement. Spirit, and really, I want you to grab that. Spirit is really here for your advancement. There are times when I can, I was in a seminar even last night, and I saw a lady, and I kept saying, that's a gentleman that passed away with a massive heart attack, and his name starts with J, and I'm getting the name Joe, and it really was, and she told me, that's my brother. I said, well, wow. Well, he's trying to let you know to take better care of yourself, because it's not time for you to join him, because you're kind of concerned. He's on the other side, but he's wanting you to make sure that you come, you know, step away from some pork because you're taking in a little bit too much of it. She said, wow, that is amazing. And it really is, because Spirit is here for your advancement. But you got to be willing to obey. It's not just people, in other words, that I'm getting you to understand. It's not just the police, or it's not just the flight attendants. It's not just the cashier at the register, but it's also Spirit. It is also Spirit. Spirit is saying, hey, obey me. Go take your wife out to dinner tonight. Well, you know I need that money for something else. Hey, but I'm trying to get you somewhere where you want to be. If you just trust me, take your wife. Go spend some time with your children. Go laugh with them. Go read a book to them. You know, if we would just take the time and follow Spirit, everything will be okay. But you got to be willing to say, you know what? Hey, I'm going to obey. It may not make sense to me, but I'm going to obey. I'm going to follow the instruction that I feel in my heart. There are wonderful results that come when we obey. But even remember, when you want to, you know, for instance, somebody want to buy a home, you know what you got to obey? That's going to be a document where they're going to say, hey, you need to sign right here. You know, sign here, sign your name right here. They put a big X right there. Well, if you don't sign right there, you know, hey, the house is not yours. Don't be telling me where to sign my name. I'm grown. I sign wherever I want to sign. But you're not getting the house unless you sign right here. We have to follow the steps. You got to follow the steps to get the results, to get your point of success. You got to follow. You got to obey, right? So you want the loan? Then sign right here. All right. If you want to have a better health, then you need to walk 3 times a day. If you want a better living conditions, or you may need to take another job. You may need to meditate more. You want to have a more pleasant atmosphere. Well, then maybe you need to sage your home or smudge your home. Really do some things that will bring about greater peace. Maybe that's a certain candle you need to light. You're going to have to obey to get the things that you desire. Follow those steps. Because again, let us repeat, obeying is simply following the steps to acquire your desire. Obeying is following the steps. Now, we tell our children, do what I say now. Sit down or go wash the dishes. We're teaching them to obey. And that's a good concept to have. But how many of us, when we have become adults, you know, we grown now, you know, we grown. Dr. Mosley, I'm close to 50 years old. I'm over 75 years old. I'm grown. Okay, but we still must understand the concept of obeying. We got to obey. And no matter how old we are in life, again, we're going to have to obey. Every time you get into the car, you're going to obey. This is what you do. This is the side of the street that you drive on. This is what you do to get to point A. And then if you want to get to point B, this is where you have to go. You're going to have to obey. So we got to have instructions in everything that we do throughout life. And so we might as well accept that. We might as well come to that understanding. Hey, I'm going to have some instructions. I got to do this. If I want to get to where I want to be in life, I'm going to have to obey. I'm going to have to sign my name right here. I'm going to have to walk over here. Or I'm going to have to, you know, do whatever it is. I'm going to have to take my medicine the appropriate way. I'm going to have to watch how I talk. I'm going to have to push back from the ice cream and the cake if I want to, you know, get my six-pack on for the summer. You know what I'm saying, right? And if I want to even get to the beach, I got to take this freeway to get to the beach. We got to obey. We got to simply follow the rules or follow the steps to get the success. You know what? Some people, and this is true. I've heard this. Well, you know what, Dr. Moses? I don't want nobody controlling me. You know, because when you obey, people, they just have a tendency to control you. And I don't like nobody trying to control me. You know, I'm my own man. I'm my own woman. And I understand that. But can I tell you something? Turn up your headset now. Somebody says, oh, way up. Okay, but listen to me real good. You know what? There's a difference in control and assistance. There's a difference in control and assistance. You know what? See, that the difference is the energy, the spirit that is behind it. Control confines. Assistance liberates. Mm-hmm. Now, control, you know what? Ooh, this just came to me. This just came to me. Can I say it this way? Control confines. Assistance acquires. Mm-hmm. Did you get that? Assistance acquired. It gets you what you want. You see, let me say that way. I got to write that in my notes, y'all. I got to write. That was good, wasn't it? Control confines, but assistance acquires. Are you ready to acquire what it is that you want right now? Think about that. See, when somebody's controlling you, they're confining you. But when they're assisting you, you are acquiring your desire. Listen, think about that for just a second. I'll be right back.
Oh,
really ready to lose weight?
Mm-hmm.
Are you ready to get married? Are you ready to have more money in your life? Are you ready to just have more fun? Then you know what you're going to have to do? Besides staying tuned to your spiritual GPS to success, you're going to have to obey. You're going to have to, that means do what I'm telling you to do. Stay tuned to your spiritual GPS to success. You got to obey me. You hear me? But listen, no, on a serious note, all of us going to have to obey. We're going to remember what is obedience? Following the steps towards success. Can we just simplify it that way? Following the steps towards success. That's all obedience is I'm following the guidance. I'm following the guidance of those people or those persons that are in positions of authority. And that includes spirit. That includes the universe. That includes God. That includes those angelic beings that are all around you. Obey. The Spirit of God is telling you, hey, you know what? It's time for you to look into starting your own business. No. Come on. Why don't you obey? You know what? Have you ever had that nudging thought that just keeps nudging you in the back of your mind? It's like, why don't you try this? And you keep pushing all the way to the back burner, you know? But it's really spirit saying, why don't you just obey me? At least try it. Try it. You know, at least get it out of your system, and because it really is there. But remember, many of us have a, the word obedience puts a bad taste in our mouth sometimes. The reason why, because we think of it as control. I don't want nobody controlling me. Don't be doing that to me. Don't be trying to control. I'm my own woman. I'm my own man. And then we start rolling our neck and we start getting our, blood pressure start rising up and all of that. And I understand that. But we got to understand that there is a difference, as we just stated, in control and assistance. There are people, let's deal with the negative first, right? There are people that want to control you. Sit down. Do what I say, woman. Fix me some chicken right now. There's some people that really do want to control you or manipulate you, Well, sweet daughter, if you did really love me, you would get me a ring that like this. And if you really love me, if you really care, you would get me one of them big old rings that cost $2 million. Hey, wait a minute. No, hold on. Let's see about, I want someone that will assist me, not control me, not manipulate me. Does that make sense, everybody? So sometimes we don't like that word obedience because it brings about a connotation of control. But control confines, assistance acquires. I do remember one day, my little boy, he was only a few, maybe 2 years old, maybe one or something, about 2 years old. And he was really trying to get something in the refrigerator, and it was on the top shelf. And I was in another room, and all of a sudden, I heard this crying, this little whimpering. And I was like, what is going on? This little whimpering. And I walked into the kitchen, and there he was with the refrigerator open, and he was sitting on the floor, and he was just whimpering. And I'm like, what's the matter, baby? What's the matter? And he said, I want some juice, but it's too high. I can't get it. And oh, y'all, it broke my heart. It really did. I said, oh, baby, I'll get it for you. I said, please don't sit here and cry. If you need me, just call Daddy. Daddy will get it for you. Daddy will get it for you. In other words, if you need assistance, it's okay to come to me. I'm never that busy. Ooh, I'm about to tear up right now thinking about it. That's just how much it touched me. And that was some years ago, right? Some of you parents know about it. You had them stories, right, that will remind you. But it really touched my heart. And I really told him, listen, I'm here for you. And all he really needed was assistance. He needed help. And when you're needing help, you're needing instructions. And when you're needing instructions, you're saying, I'm ready to obey. I'm ready to obey right now. I'm ready for a change in my life. I'm ready for, I need the assistance. I realize, hey, I really don't know it all. Life is constantly changing. Do you know, even I had to ask my little 8-year-old how he did something on my phone? you know, really, I'm like, how did you do that? I'm like, wow, I didn't think I would get to that age where I need my 8-year-old to help me with something, you know. Sir Michael, come here. How do you do this on the phone? Oh, that is easy. And he just knows, 8 years old now. Can you get this? I'm like, wow. Even my, it really make me feel bad with my 5-year-old. She knows how to do it. I'm like, wow. But you know what? It's okay. Even those of us that are parents, you know, those of us that are grown, you know, it's okay to even ask the younger person, I need help. And in order for me to get to where I need to be, I'm going to even obey what you're telling me to do. I'm going to obey. Go to this app, Daddy. Okay, let me obey and go to this app because I want success. What is the bottom line here? Success. Acquisition. Acquiring of the goals that you have set forth. That's the bottom line. That's what I really want. So if the instruction is coming out of an 8-year-old, yes, Spirit, I will follow. I will obey. I want to obey. I really want to acquire what it is that I have in my heart. So many of us, we're going to have to put down our pride, put down even our embarrassment and say, okay, I'm ready to obey. Yeah, I'm 20 pounds overweight, you know, but hey, I'm ready to obey. What do I need to do? Okay, what do I need to do? Come on, you got a job. Oh, man. No, come on, Moses, you said you're ready to obey. Okay, I am, for real, though, for real. I'm ready to obey. Are you ready to obey? Are you really ready to acquire what it is that you desire? Ooh, that was good, wasn't it? Huh? Are you ready to acquire what you desire? That means I'm ready for the assistance. I'm ready for the help. Somebody said, well, you know what? I need help in cleaning my house. I'm ready to obey. Okay, then you're ready to call a housekeeper. You're ready to call a cleaning service. You know, you're ready to go to the next level in your advancement. You're ready. Anybody ready to go to the next level? Now, I really do feel this. Can somebody just let me know right now? I'm ready for the next level. I'm ready. Text that to me right now. 916-467-4448. Can somebody just text that to me right now? I'm ready to go to the next level. I'm ready for some great things to happen in my life. I am really ready to go to that next level in my life to achieve the goals that I have set forth. Right? Text it to me, 916-467-4448. You ready? Are you ready? Because I'm ready to be liberated. I'm tired of being confined. I'm tired of being in the same position. I'm tired of being in the same status in my life. I am ready for greater. I want more. I want to achieve the dreams that I have within my mind. Then you are ready to obey. You are ready. I know that word still have a little connotation to it, doesn't it? But tell somebody, I'm ready to follow the steps to my success. I'm ready to follow this. What do I need to do, coach? Well, the first thing you need to do is you need to set up a reading with Dr. Michael Mosley. Why don't you do that right now? Set up a reading with Dr. Michael Mosley. All you got to do is go to the website, drmichaelmosley.com. Let's start with a reading and find out what are some areas that we can help assist you in achieving that goal. And I just believe that together we can make that happen. All right? Are you ready for it? You can even call my office at 916-467-4448. Send me an email. I do read them, y'all. I really do. Send me an email. Go to drmichaelmosley.com. All right. And you can send me an email right there or look me up on Facebook. Look me up on Facebook, Dr. Michael Mosley. You can inbox me. That's real quick. You know, who's not on Facebook? Well, believe it or not, there are many people that aren't. But, you know, if you're on Facebook, hey, go ahead on and send me a message and set up your reading right now. I just really believe that I can help you. Let's work together in achieving the success that you desire and that you really do deserve. You ready to obey? I believe you are. I'll be right back, everybody. in tune to your spiritual GPS to success. I am your host. I'm Dr. Michael Mosley. And oh, wow. I'm telling you, you ready to obey? You ready to something like, ooh, I'm going to bite my tongue, but I'm ready, Dr. Mosley. I'm ready for it. I'm ready for greater. I'm ready for some wonderful things to happen in my life. And I believe that you are. I really do believe that you are ready for greater things to happen in your life. I really do believe that. So I want you to stay encouraged. I want you to stay encouraged and let's know that greater is happening for you right now. And it is. It is your time. It is your season to really receive those greater things. But you got to obey. You know what? The time is going by. Good God, I got to go. I got to obey. They tell me I got a certain amount of time. I got to obey. Okay, engineer, I'm getting ready to get off. I got to obey. You got to obey them to have rule over you. Now, that's a scripture in the Bible. We really do. And you know what? Again, that's not just people, but it's also spirit. What is spirit trying to get you to obey? Somebody, you know what, on a serious note, for real, spirit is really trying to tell somebody, you need to watch your blood pressure. You need to monitor what you eat. I want you to live a long time. I want you to enjoy life. Spirit really is trying to encourage somebody, take your spouse or your partner out somewhere this evening. Plan a vacation. Well, I can't afford it. Well, you know what? Save a few extra dollars. Go out. Have a date night. You know, spirit really is trying to encourage somebody to say, I need you to obey because there's something greater that is for you. Maybe you're so consumed with work and you need to just take a break and obey. Go hug your daughter, hug your child, hug your son. They're going through some change, some hormonal changes. They really need that. Hug your wife. Stop everything and grab her and look her into the eyes and say, I love you. How about it, right? Really, everybody, it's good that we just obey. You can get the car, you can get the house, you can get whatever it is that you're desiring or what you're really attracting. But if you want to speed up your attraction, you got to obey. Just follow the steps to success. That's all it is. It's not control, it's assistance. I'm not here to control you, but I am here to assist you. That's my job. You know who I am? I'm your intuitive life coach. Listen, give me a call. I got to go. I got to be obedient. Give me a call at 916-467-4448. Let me know if the show has been a blessing to you. If you found some strength, some encouragement, hey, I really want to know. You know why? Because it lifts me. It does. It encouraged me. Send me your email. Send me a message on Facebook. Let me know if you enjoyed the show. Maybe that's a subject you want me to deal with. I'd be glad to. And if you don't mind, I would love to even have you on the show with me. I really would. I don't mind. I don't mind sharing the spotlight. All right? Listen, let's work together for the betterment of all of our success. Follow the steps to success. There are great results in obedience. Remember that and stay on your spiritual path. Your GPS to success. I'm your intuitive life coach. Blessings to you, everybody. Now remember, stay obedient. I love you. I'll talk to you again real soon.